I didn't even know I was on the plaza level. That's how confused. Just the space meant nothing. And so we all started kind of yelling, where do we go, where do we go? And this man appeared, and he said, over this way. And he was on the outside of what turned out to be the plaza level. And where we came out, if you're familiar with One World Trade, there were you know, doors on where the escalator was. You knew exactly what that space was. Well, there was a whole other world that happened on the other side of the building that was looking towards 5 and 6, and that's where we came out. And so he directed us onto the plaza, and I remember distinctly. And I kept, when I realized it was the plaza, I'm like, this doesn't make sense. There should be more people here, meaning rescue work, you know, people guiding. And then this guy said, have you seen any victims? So in my head, I'm still thinking, you mean from like 2 hours, you know, an hour and a half ago? It just didn't make any sense because I didn't know what had just happened. And his advice, well, this guy, he was in street clothes. So whether he was undercover cop or, you know, he was World Trade Center, I have no idea. But he said, you know, go across, stay under the eaves of the buildings. There's still debris coming down. And so we literally walked over the remains of two World Trade because the building imploded, and it was just, one of the images that is very vivid in my head, and I presume it's accurate, but there was a green file folder that was struck in this rubble of everything else that was just remarkably gray. And that was such a vivid, the contrast of that was vivid. And it's funny what you focus on. But we walked across to I guess it's 5, right? Or customs house, where the customs was. Where
six,
that's 6. And then 5 is where the children's, whatever you would call it, daycare center was. And Kayla was supposed to meet, her understanding was she was supposed to meet people at the command center in 7 World Trade. And when I looked at the front of 7 World Trade, it looked worse than 5 and 6. And I'm like, you're not going in there. I mean, literally the front of it was blown out. I'm like, you can't go in there. I did try to, I had to look at the fountain because the fountain was my fountain. I couldn't even find it. I couldn't even locate it in this. I didn't know where it was. I mean, I didn't like what I saw. It just was, you know, images from Time magazine that, you know, are always somewhere else. Never something that you're going to be in the midst of. I did also have a tremendous amount of comfort when I got to 5 World Trade, and the daycare center was on the plaza level. And what was remarkable, in the midst of all of this devastation, the windows to the daycare center weren't even cracked. And so, you know, you just had some comfort that the kids were okay and nothing happened to them. We wound up going, there was an escalator staircase near Vesey Street, and we wound up going down that way. We actually, on the plaza level, ran into other people from the Port Authority. And there was one man who was standing at the top of the stairs, just covered in dust, and he started clutching his chest, and I smacked him on the back and just said, sir, you didn't get this far to do this, so just, you gotta get your act together and just keep going, you know. And actually a policeman who was on his way up stopped him and stopped to help him, which probably saved the policeman's life. But we wound up going down that staircase, crossing over to Vesey, and then Kayla, at some point when we were outside on the plaza, had told me that my husband had sent an email. And his email was, are you still together? Are you out of the building? Are you okay? And Kayla replied, yes. And the yes was, are you still together? So my husband thought I was out of the building. But as it turned out, he knew I was okay, or no, but Charlie's wife didn't know he was okay. So I used her BlackBerry one more time when we got to the street, to Vesey Street, and it was at 7 minutes before the building came down. And I sent an email saying, with Charlie's phone number and said, call Marilyn and tell her Charlie's okay, we're out of the building. And we went up, but it still didn't make sense to me. This whole thing didn't make sense because why weren't there more just emergency professionals? Why weren't they, because the nearest person, other than the cop that helped us stop to help the man who was having heart problems, the nearest one was a policewoman who was at the corner of Vesey and Church, just waving us up, not getting any, and it just, I just couldn't understand this. It just wasn't, that part was not computing and was kind of annoying me. I think most of your senses just go dull, I swear. But when I got to the corner, Charlie had said, around, another vivid image that I have is the fire and the top of the building on fire against what was probably one of the most brilliant skies I've ever seen in my life. And other than what it meant, it was really a striking photo. And yet, when I had it in my head, it didn't register that there was only one tower. It didn't, I mean, I still see it today, and I remember seeing that, and it just never dawned on me that the other tower wasn't there. But yet I intellectually knew it, even if I wasn't accepting it, because when we heard the rumble, we knew exactly what it was, and we just ran, because we knew what it was this time. And so I did know what it was, I wasn't willing to accept it right then. But ironically, we ran into, because I stopped the police officer and I said, well, are the subways running? And she said, no, just go uptown, that's all they were saying. I mean, I think they were probably frustrated with us, but, you know, they didn't understand that we didn't really have a lot of information at that moment. We're on Church.
Yeah,
we're just about a block away at that point. We wound up. We just ran. We ran until Charlie and I stayed together, and we ran until you just couldn't run anymore. Couldn't even tell you how many blocks. At that point, we lost the rest of the folks from the PA. No, I had no interest in looking back, and I could not understand whatsoever the people that were heading towards it. I could not understand that. It was ironic. There was an image of, there was an outdoor cafe, and there were people sitting there having, you know, whatever. And then you had all these folks that were heading towards it. And then I will never forget this. There was a guy who was a member of one of the bids. It was probably a Tribeca bid because it was north of the Trade Center. And he was picking up garbage, you know, the street. And I thought, oh, you know, we're going to need a lot more than that. But, you know, that was his job, and he was doing his job. And, like, God bless you, you know, that you can... He was picking up the little litter on the street, and that was his job. And, it was an interesting trip up north, because you just don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. All you want to do is be home. That's what you want more than anything else in the world, is just to be home. And Charlie lived in New Jersey, and so we were going to walk towards the Port Authority bus terminal. I figured he could get a bus, I'll go across town, and I'll get it Metro North, ending up Church. So I got none of that. We got covered in stuff because we got wet and got from the staircase, plus with the concrete. But no, we didn't have the cloud of smoke. That was not. You know, we were more worried about how it fell. We didn't realize it fell like a pancake, that it fell, if it fell this way or whatever. You know, you don't kind of think about that. You just want to be away from it. I remember very vividly wondering why it was that the Starbucks was closed. There was a handmade sign that said, closed due to the WTC incident. I just couldn't understand why Starbucks was closed. Yeah. It just, you know, I had no context for what was going on. Despite the fact that Kayla told me about two World Trade and the Pentagon, it just, all I knew was we were under attack. I didn't know why, and I just wanted to be home. And you don't realize that this, at that point, you just think it's really just affecting you. Not that this is an incident that's affecting the entire world, as it turned out. I needed to go to the bathroom. And I wanted more than anything. I just wanted water. And I didn't even want water to drink. I wanted water to clear up my throat because of the junk. And there was a man on the street, and I just walked in, who had a sports bottle, and I'm like, I need that. And I took it, and I just literally rinsed my mouth out, and I gave it back to him. But he was somewhat startled, but I was like, I just need that right now. We ultimately found, I remember too very vividly walking through Washington Square Park, and there were people that were huddled around like boomboxes, and just, you know, you're hearing these reports, and you just don't even want to hear it. You just want to get away. But we eventually, I had spotted a sign for a dermatologist, and in my very, my recollection, it was very clear. It was this bright blue awning, and it said dermatologist. And there was a light on, and I figured they've got a bathroom, they have a telephone, I'm not competing with anybody for anything. I told Charlie, we're going in there. And Charlie's not one to just impose himself on something. I'm like, we're going in there, just be quiet. And so I rang the bell, the buzzer, and I just said, look, we just came from the Trade Center, we need some help. And they let us in, and we used the bathroom, just to wash your face felt great. Just go to the bathroom felt great. And there, the only phone they had that was working was a fax machine. And I called my husband's office just to say, listen, when you talk to Neil, tell him I'm okay. I'm heading back home. I'm going to Grand Central. And the guy from his office said, Patty, nothing's there ain't nothing. You ain't going anywhere. You're coming here. And so his office is on 24th Street between Park and 3rd, I guess.